You're listening to Comedy Central.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Trevor Noah here. Right now, we don't know when we're going to go back to the studio. We don't know if we're going to go back to the studio. And I don't think any of you know any different. Coronavirus has changed everybody's lives. And so what we've decided is to try and make the Daily Show from homes, not just my home, but everyone's home. So the producers, the writers, the directors, the graphics producers, we're all just going to chill at home and use the technology we have to try and make a show. So I know a lot of people have said, hey, we still want to watch The Daily Show. We still want to be informed. We still want to catch up on the news without having to watch 24 hours of CNN. And I don't blame you for that. So that's what we're going to be doing. So let's get into it. Today, we're going to be chatting about coronavirus, obviously. It would be weird if I was like, today, we're going to be chatting about infrastructural development in... No. So we're going to be chatting about coronavirus. We're going to be talking about the U.S. border with Canada being shut down. We're going to talk about NBA players getting tested. We're going to chat about how people need to stop going to the ER because you're actually hurting everybody who needs it. So let's get into that and more in our very first Daily Show social distancing... Daily social distancing show. That's it. The Daily Social Distancing Show.
From Trevor's couch in New York City to your couch somewhere in the world, this is The Daily Social Distancing Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
All right, y'all, let's kick it off with the big news of the day. The coronavirus has officially surpassed 200,000 confirmed cases worldwide, which is pretty insane, because right now that means corona's just running around the world like those penguins at the aquarium, just doing whatever it wants. It's actually funny when you think about it. Like, you know when you watch that video of the penguins? We always think that if humans were off the planet, then there would be no zoos. But then when I watched that video, it made me realize animals would make zoos for other animals. Like the penguins would be like, and this is the polar bear, used to hunt us. How things have changed. Anyway, I'm not telling you the news of corona surpassing 200,000 to make you sad, right? I'm just keeping you up to date with what's happening. We all got to be informed. Now, just because coronavirus cases are going up in the world, please, that shouldn't make you more sad, because there is a lot of encouraging news coming out from all over the world. For instance, just today, there was a story that came out of Italy where a small town of about 3,000 people tested everyone in the town. And then they just kept track of everyone who had coronavirus and who was giving it to who, and they got the cases of coronavirus down to zero. So it shows you that's basically what we need to do, right? We need to test as many people as possible. And I know if you live in New York, you're probably like, yeah, but Trevor, that town only had 3,000 people in it. That's how many roommates I have. But still, it shows that the key to stopping coronavirus is testing. What's scary about testing, though, is that the cases are gonna go up, because the more people we test, we're gonna discover more people have coronavirus, but at least we'll know how many people have coronavirus. You know? It's like today, we just found out that 4 Brooklyn Nets players, NBA players, have coronavirus, including Kevin Durant. Yeah, so now the Nets have coronavirus, the Jazz have coronavirus, the Pistons have coronavirus. It's going around to all of the NBA teams, except the Knicks, because not even Corona wants to be on the Knicks. Now, the White House keeps trying to reassure people that more tests are coming, but every time Trump tries to calm the nation down, I feel like he does the exact opposite.
We are all in this together, and we'll come through together. It's the invisible enemy, but we're going to defeat the invisible enemy.
Your credibility ratings are very low. There was a recent NPR poll.
Who are you asking that question?
I'm asking...
Because I see that they're very high.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China.
A lot of people say it's racist.
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China. That's why.
There are some, at least one White House official, who use the term Kung Flu, referring to the fact that this virus started in China. My question is, do
Kung
you think
flu.
That's wrong? Kung Flu. And do you think using the term Chinese virus, that puts Asian Americans at risk, that people
no,
might target them?
No, not at all. I think they probably would agree with it 100%.
You know, Trump is the only person who could hold a press conference about a pandemic and then turn it into a fight about racism? Who does that? Like, who does that? The guy comes out there like, let's stay calm, folks, so calm, everybody. And then 5 minutes later, he's like, Kung Flu is a term of respect. Ask any Asian. Ni hao ma, Kung Flu, shixin. Like, focus. This is where you need presidential. This is one of those moments where I wish Obama could come back, you know? I wish Barack Obama could come, not as president. I'm not trying to mess with the Constitution. Just saying they should hire Obama to handle press briefings, you know? Because whether you agree with his policies or not, you have to admit Barack Obama did his thing. He knew how to calm everybody down. You know, he'd just come out and be like, all right, everybody, this is what's going to happen. We're going to get the testing, all the kits. We're going to isolate the virus. We're going to beat this thing. We're going to isolate the virus, and we're going to beat this thing. In the meantime, if you want something comforting to binge at home, a lot of people are watching TV. If you want to watch something, you can watch the first 8 years of my presidency. That's a rerun that never gets old. The best part is in season two, when I go after bin Laden. Spoiler alert, he doesn't make it. Actually, I feel like Obama takes so long to finish a sentence, it might make social distancing fly by. Like right now, we're like, oh, we're going to be in here for months. If Obama speaks, we've got to be safe. And we're like, wow, it's August already. I guess we can go outside now. Thanks, Obama. Now, Trump held another presser today where he said that America and Canada are closing their border to non-essential travel. Yeah. And that actually made me kind of feel bad for Trump. Because he's finally getting the border shut down he always wanted. It's just happening with the wrong country, you know, which sucks for him. It's kind of like wishing for more vacation days, but then you get fired. You sort of get what you want, but it's not the same. And so from now on, only essential travel is allowed into Canada from the US. You know, stuff like government business, trade, and your boy's bachelor party in Montreal, but that's it, nothing else. I'll see you there, Brandon. And like, you know, I just wonder if this is gonna work. Cause you know Canadians are so polite. I bet if you showed up at the border, they'd still let you in. And be like, oh gosh, I'm really not supposed to, eh, Trevor, but I can say no to new friends. Come on in, eh? I don't even know if that was a Canadian accent, to be honest. I don't even think I remember a Canadian. I feel like I haven't been around people for so long, I don't know what any accent sounds like. That could be Canadian. For all I know, all the accents in my head are wrong. Maybe it's been that long. This corona self-distancing, I'm just gonna be like making up random accents that are incorrect. Yes, so sorry about that. Yes, welcome to Toronto. Yes, I'm Canadian. Yes, yes, oh, sorry. Yeah, but, oh, you want maple syrup? Oh, one other thing I wanna mention. Doctors need our help right now. Yes, doctors need our help. Because there are many stories coming out that a lot of young people, especially in New York, have been going to emergency rooms looking for a corona test when they don't have serious symptoms and the hospitals are overwhelmed. They can't handle that. Like, I know that they've shut down the bars, so maybe you think the ER is the hot new hangout, but it's not, people. Yes, they have alcohol, but it's rubbing alcohol. It's not the same thing. When you go to an ER and it's not an emergency, you're overloading the system. You're overloading the hospitals. You're taking care away from the people in really desperate situations. So if you're feeling sick, but it's not that serious. Just self-isolate for a few days. This is not for me, by the way. This is what the CDC has told us to do. If you're feeling sick, stay at home, self-isolate for a few days, and you see if you get better. All right? Emergency rooms are like flights on Spirit Airlines. You should only go there as a last resort. Spirit Airlines, thanks to Corona, we're not the worst anymore. All right, I've been alone in this apartment for a few days. I could use some human conversation, so let's call up Roy Wood Jr. and see what he's up to with the magic of technology.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Yo, Roy, what's going on?
Yo. How's it going over there, man?
I missed your face, man. This is fun.
I'm all right, man. I'm doing okay over here. My 3-year-old flushed a full bar of soap down the toilet, so for about 14 hours, we didn't have nowhere to take a dump. Like, you ever have to pray you don't have to take a dump because you know you can't take, like, this is the worst time to need another bathroom
so your son flushed soap down the toilet?
Not soap, don't say soap, it's a bar of soap. A whole ass bar of soap, brand new, and it got clogged in the corner. So I went on Twitter asking questions.
So why didn't you just pull it out?
Because it's down under there. You know, the toilet goes down, up and down.
When a toilet goes... Yeah. So that thing. Okay, yeah, that's so, thing.
So the soap was there, so I couldn't get...
Right.
So I had to... I tried...
Is that him?
Yeah, man.
You know, dude, the only thing worse than coronavirus is having coronavirus shutdown and kids at the same time. I have never been happier to not have a child in my life.
Just yells for no reason. Like,
does he even understand what the shutdown is? Does he understand self-distancing?
This is spring break. He keeps waking up. He goes, school? And I go, no school. And he goes, yeah, no school. And then I make grilled cheese sandwiches all morning. Grilled cheese and apples every morning.
Man, I feel sorry for you. I'm sorry.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm great. I won't lie. Like, I mean, I'm worried about people. I don't know where the world is going. I'll tell you, the biggest stress I have is that I don't know if I have corona or not. Because you don't show symptoms. So I don't know if I have it. What if I already had it and then, like, maybe I don't have it anymore. Do you know what I mean? And then, like, I'm immune. I could be in the streets. But now I don't know... Because I can't get tested. Like, you can't get tested unless you, like, really show symptoms. So I don't know. So, yeah, that's the only frustrating thing for me.
It's like a lot of famous people getting tested. That's what it seems like. Seem like what you need to do, you need to do what I'm going to do. I'm joining the NBA. Time to get my test. I already thought about this. I already ordered a jersey and everything.
What are you saying?
If you want to get tested for corona, join the NBA. NBA show a symptom, they test them immediately. They tested all of the Utah Jazz. They tested all of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
The Brooklyn Nets. I think, four players got tested?
Yeah.
Four players were confirmed. Yeah, they tested everybody.
Yeah. So if you want to get a test, I'm looking on the TV, all I see are these corona tests and people lining up at 6 in the morning. The testing doesn't start till 9. You don't even get that early for Jordans. You get to the mall an hour before it opened for Jordans. And people are there 4 hours. That's how dire this is.
That's like the new, the way you just said it makes it sound like corona testing is going to be the new swag.
Yeah.
Like rappers are gonna be in their videos like, yeah, got their corona test. Corona tests. Bugatti's and corona tests.
With an N95 mask on their face. You ain't got a mask.
Got that
bitch,
corona test. Yo, what corona? Yeah. But now if you say celebrities get it, then how come we haven't gotten the test?
I think this is, if there's ever a time to confirm whether or not you're an A-list celebrity.
Wow.
This is the time. Because you look at the celebrities that's got it. Top Shelf, Idris Elba.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Like, the people that are bona fide stars. If you're doing Hallmark movies, you might not get a test. They might just not. I'm nervous. I'm going to be honest. This is myself included. You might be good.
I haven't gotten the test though, so I mean.
I'm saying if we was both in line to get the corona test and the swab lady came down the line, she'd be like, oh, Trevor Noah, come. And I'd be like, what about me? And she'd be like, no, Anthony Anderson, I don't watch Black. That's what would happen.
Oh, man. Oh, dude. I hope you're wrong. I heard too many people are trying to get the test, so maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. Or maybe they should say, like, every NBA player / movie star that gets tested has to bring a friend to get tested with them. Maybe that's how we get the thing to everybody.
I probably should wear... I got more baseball gear in my house than basketball, and I know that for sure I'd have enough to make 3/4 of a Chicago Cubs uniform. Like, I have a hat, I have a glove, I have a jersey, I have cleats, I just need pants.
Then who are you going to be in the team? When they say, like, oh, you play for the Chicago Cubs, who are you going to say you are?
Well, they probably won't believe I play baseball because I'm black. It ain't but 8 of us left. So I probably got to learn Spanish and trick them into thinking I'm Dominican. I'm just hoping that, you know, we continue to remain alone together and that I don't get any symptoms.
Is that...
Hey, let me go, man.
What, is everything okay?
This boy, man. I'm sorry.
What's going on?
I'm sorry. Hey! Stop eating the toilet tissue! This boy is eating toilet tissue. That's like eating money. That's actually worse than eating money. Hey, eat this $20 bill. Don't do that.
Roy, are you... all right, I'll chat to you later. All right, cool. Thanks, Roy. I'll chat to you tomorrow if your kid's not eating more toilet paper. Oh, speaking of kids eating toilet paper, before we go, school in America specifically is where millions of kids get their lunch every single day. But with many schools closed down right now, these kids could use our help. So if you can help, please, if you can donate anything right now, I know it's hard, but if you can, please go to nokidhungry.org and give what you can. You can help children get a meal. It might be their only meal of the day. And if you want to help in New York City specifically, please go to cityharvest.org. In times like this, we all need to pull together and help out however we can, because it's going to be a ride, and the only way we can make this journey a little more tolerable is if we travel on it together. Wow, that was deep. I just made that up. That was powerful. So that's the daily social distancing show for today. I'm Trevor Noah. Stay out there, stay safe. Please distance yourself socially, but connect with each other digitally. And I'll catch up with everybody tomorrow.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.